The U.S. won its first gold medal of the Salt Lake Winter Olympics today. Kelly Clark took the gold medal in the women's half-pipe snowboard. In the alpine skiing, Austria's Fritz Strobel carried off a surprise victory. Fellow Austrian Stefan Eberharter, who was the favorite, came in third behind Norway's Lasse Kjus. And in the women's 3,000-meter speed skating, Claudia Pechstein of Germany won a gold medal with a new world record of 3 minutes 57.7 seconds. It was only yesterday that two world records were set in quick succession at the Utah Olympic Speed Skating Oval, though no one who knows the track was surprised. 10 world records fell there since the oval opened a year ago. Close to 90 national records and more than 240 personal bests were also set. The Olympic ice is said to be the fastest on Earth. NPR's Howard Berkus tells us why.
The glut of records began last March at the very first World Cup speed skating competition held at the Utah Olympic Oval. Two skaters in skin-tight suits sprint on the tips of their blades, then ease into graceful glides. They lean into the curves without breaking stride and cross in the straightaway. As the announcer tells the crowd, it's a world record pace. At 4,675 feet, this is the highest speed skating oval in the world, and that alone contributes to speed. The thinner air reduces resistance. The skin-tight suits do that as well. Athletes also train at even higher altitudes, so the racing here seems easier. Some breathe supplemental oxygen so they can train harder. And the ice is indoors, so there's no wind to slow the skaters or sun and debris to slow the ice. But the composition of the ice is the biggest reason for the rash of records, says David Walashinsky, author of the complete book of the Winter Olympics.
A lot of what you're seeing is not just technology, but the preparation of the ice. It pays for you if you're going to have an ice rink to do it well so that you'll get world records, because then everybody's going to want to compete there. You'll get international tournaments, etc.
One of the important parts of speed skating is the glide, the amount of contact that the athlete actually has with the ice. The less they have to work and the faster they go, that's obviously a good thing.
Nick Tomitz is a former Olympic speed skater who now manages the Utah Olympic Oval. Glide is something he works hard to achieve, first by making the ice out of deionized water.
We have a system that basically purifies the water to take out all the crud, you know, all the minerals, all the stuff, to make the water as pure as possible. We found because it's pure, generally it's going to provide the athletes with a little bit more glide.
Low humidity also helps. Excessive moisture in the air inside the oval leaves frost on the ice, which inhibits glide. So a dehumidifier keeps humidity low. Indoor temperature is also key, and warm air is better than cold.
Because what you're trying to do is almost have a nice little film of water on the top of the ice. So you have a cold slab, a cold sheet of ice. You bring in hot air, internal air, and where those hit, you try to create almost a nice little layer of water. You can't see to the eye, but microscopically you can see like a little film of water, which helps with the glide of the skate.
The oval has a relatively low ceiling, which helps force warm air to the ice. So even though the ice itself is 19 degrees, the air immediately above it is kept at 65. Altitude also makes a difference. Thinner air means there's less oxygen in the ice, which makes it harder, more dense. That diminishes glide, but adds to the grip skaters need in the curves. This is where achieving fast ice gets tricky.
When you're traveling at 40 miles an hour around a turn, when centrifugal force is carrying out, you have to be able to grip. You have to be able to kind of be able to push against the ice. When it's too brittle, that doesn't happen. So there's a fine line of where's the coldest temperature we can get it, but still grip the ice. So that's a science that we're still determining.
American speed skater Becky Sundstrom says the balance between the oval's grip and glide seems to work so far.
I think it's the fastest ice in the world for the 500 and the 1,000, especially with the men being a little bit bigger. They tend to have a little more trouble with the ice breaking on them in the corners, and this ice really does have pretty, it's not sticky, because like I said, it still glides, it still is fast, but it stays with you, and they can push as hard as they want, really.
And oval manager Nick Tomitz sees every new record as an endorsement of the oval's ice.
It boggles your mind how fast they're going, but it definitely is an indicator that the ice is good. There's no doubt.
The next test of that comes tomorrow and on all but three of the remaining days of the games. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.